Hello, everybody, and welcome to SmackDown. SmackDown, what? Slobberknocker Radio, issue number 7 or episode 7, depending upon if you are reading this or if you are listening to it. I am Brent Strasburg, and clearly I haven't done this in a while, and so needless to say, a lot's been going on, and while I still am watching wrestling, my nitpickiness of the show has just kind of more been internal than external recently, which is a good thing or a bad thing. But I figured, hey, I have my friend Jeff Pusteau over here today. We're going to be watching some Money in the Bank tonight, and what better time than to record an episode than right now, because why not, right? So, needless to say, this is Jeff Pusteau. Say hi to the audience.
Hi.
He said hi. So, Jeff, when did you first get into watching professional wrestling?
Probably 2000.
2000?
Yeah.
All right, so that was kind of right during the middle, you know, Stone Cold and The Rock, right when all that was hitting. In big, kind of little bit after DX, Triple H was kind of being the game or so, kind of evolving into that. There was a little bit of DX though, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And so what drew you into it?
I don't know. I just liked wrestling since I first saw it.
So nothing spectacular. What's your first? You have a first memory of like, oh, I watched this and this was mind-blowing to me, so then I kept watching it?
Probably when I first saw Stone Cold come out.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you got into it a little later, a little, you know, more in high school, but that is perfectly A-okay. So you've been watching it, meanwhile you've been watching it pretty much constantly since, right?
Yeah.
You were in, I know you're a big Batista fan for a while there.
Oh, yeah, I was.
And Undertaker. And so who would you say, if you had to only pick one, who would you say is your favorite wrestler?
Like right now or?
Both, right now and all time.
Probably Stone Cold all time and right now, I would have to pick Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns, okay. Very fair. Very fair. And tell I didn't go to interview school, right? No, I'm just trying to look up the official card for this evening. I should have came prepared. I don't like to be prepared, though. That's no fun. All right, so we were talking earlier, so needless to say, yeah, so Money in the Bank is tonight. We have a jam-packed show. We got two Money in the Bank ladder matches. One is for the briefcase itself, which is somewhere on my table over here, right here, this briefcase right here. I got that on the line, and then Daniel Bryan was suspended of his titles,
which I think is bullcrap.
I agree, especially because, like, it was such a goddamn slow burn to get him to the belts in the first place. Okay. Seemed like, you know, just from SummerSlam to WrestleMania, it was like, when are they finally going to give him a moment, a chance to hold on to these belts? Sure as shit, he gets the opportunity, defends it once, and then is out. And it's just like, you feel bad for him in a lot of ways, because he finally got the opportunity, and then
especially all that crap Triple H put him through.
Exactly. So, and Stephanie, too. She's just as bad in this case. But, so we got, like I said, a jam-packed show tonight. We'll go through the event match by match, give our predictions and how we see things unfolding. We have Rusev, the Bulgarian brute, with the ravishing Russian Lana on his side versus Big E Langston in a grudge match for America versus Russian rights, I guess. And who do you got in this one?
I'm going to say it's going to be a good hard fight, but I think Rusev's going to take it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that one. I don't think at this point they want Rusev to lose anytime soon. I think they're just trying to push him through the atmosphere. Although I do like what they've been doing with Big E recently. They've actually been giving him some mic time, letting him do some, show some of his charisma, because he is a very charismatic guy, and he's given some Martin Luther King Jr. type, like, I have a dream type speeches out in the ring. Just it's a little ridiculous, but hey, it's something. It's giving them a little time to shine, and that's not a bad thing. But yeah, I think Rusev is going to take this one. We have a fierce grudge match between Summer Rae and Layla, with Fandango as the guest referee. Who do you got in this one?
I'm going to say because of Fandango is with Layla, I think Fandango is going to pretty much help Layla win this.
You don't think he's going to be like, you know what, Layla, it's been good, but I'm going to go back with my old chick, Summer Rae? You don't think that?
Yeah, he might.
He might. He might go with both of them. He might try to, you know, Fandango his way into a threesome. I don't know. But, so you're going to go with Layla on this one? You know, I don't know why, but I'm going to go with Summer Rae. Just because it doesn't make any sense to me. But I think they want to keep Summer Rae in the fold a little bit more. I think they want to keep her involved in storylines. And I think they want to keep kind of pushing her. Where Layla, I think, is closer to... She's definitely closer to her end in WWE than Summer Rae is. So I think they want to keep Summer Rae going. And maybe they'll, you know, reunite her with Fandango. But I could definitely... Definitely Layla is the favorite to win this match. But I'd like to see Summer Rae win it. I'm a Summer Rae fan. I like her a lot. We got the Divas title being defended. Paige versus Naomi. I know you're a big Paige fan. Are you going to think... Do you think she will retain the title?
Yeah, I think she's going to retain it with the help of Cameron interfering.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a very likely possibility. I think Cameron's going to have those intentions that she's going to try to help Naomi win the match, but then she's going to end up costing her the match, and it'll be the long anticipated by not really that many. Nobody's really cared about the Funkadactyls, but I think I could definitely see, yeah, those two are going to be splitting up, going to Splitsville, and Paige will retain the title for now, although they really need to do a better job of pushing Paige and adding some credibility to that division. And I think if they don't do it next pay-per-view, I think for sure at SummerSlam it should be Paige versus Natalya for the belt. And let them go. Let them actually work 10, 12 minutes on a pay-per-view and put a good match together. I think that'd be best for business, if you will.
Yeah, plus she hasn't had that much face time.
That is true. She hasn't
not much time on TV.
Right. She hasn't really gotten an opportunity to grow a fan base other than the people that, you know, liked her work in NXT or liked the brief moment she's been on TV. Most of the time when she's wrestling on TV, she's getting beat up by the other person for like 5 minutes in the match. Then she makes a comeback and she locks in the PTO, which is the worst named finisher of all time. And then that's pretty much the end of the match. Which, whatever. But hopefully they'll start booking that thing a little bit better. But I don't know. We'll see what happens there. We have the... I can't believe this match is happening. We got Ryback and Curtis Axel taking on Goldust and Stardust, who is Cody Rhodes in a Goldust-like outfit for those that haven't been paying much attention recently. Who do you got in this one?
I'm going to have to pick... Goldust and Stardust.
Yeah? Any reasoning?
I just think they're gonna win this one.
Alright. Yeah, I think the same. I think they're gonna try to make the Stardust thing work for whatever reason, even though this is really, really dumb. I get why they're doing it, though, and it's giving Cody a little bit more of a push, but I think Cody's good enough that he doesn't have to do something like this to get pushed up the card, to be on a pay-per-view. He should be, I mean, considering where he was, you know, after SummerSlam last year, his rivalry with Sandow, or after Money in the Bank last year, I should say, his rivalry with Sandow, some of that stuff was really good. I look, he could finally get a shot. You know, I could see him getting an Intercontinental title shot against Bad News Barrett and putting on good matches with him. And being considered more in that type of vein, more than reverting to a stupid gimmick like Stardust. But it is what it is, and we'll see, you know, how it goes from there. Hopefully they got something bigger planned than just him dressing like Goldust, and that's pretty much it. But I guess we'll see. I don't have high hopes, though. We got the tag team belts. We have the Usos defending against the Wyatt family, Luke Harper and Eric Rowan.
This one's going to be a tough one for the Usos.
You think so?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I'm going to say that the Usos are going to try everything in their power to win this one, but I think the Wyatts are going to pull out and win this.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. The Wyatts were former NXT tag team champions, so they're definitely familiar to owning tag team gold. But I think the Usos are going to hold on to it just a little bit more. I could see them maybe holding on to it till SummerSlam and then maybe dropping the belts there. But I think Rowan and Harper are definitely deserving. I predicted Rowan and Harper to win the belts at WrestleMania, so it wouldn't be completely out of left field for them to win the tag team belts. But I think the Usos retain the belts for now, but I could definitely see it going either way. All right, we have the first Money in the Bank match for the Money in the Bank briefcase, which is actually, in real life, larger than the toy one I'm holding in my hands right now. I know it doesn't look like it on TV, but it is. But anyways, we have our competitors for this one. Kofi Kingston, Rob Van Dam, Dolph Ziggler, Jack Swagger, probably Bad News Barrett, who hurt himself on SmackDown. I haven't heard whether or not he's going to be officially pulled from this match, replaced, or whatever. Yet, at the time that we're recording this, he could be in. They'll probably announce during the pregame show. I hope he's in it, though. I love me some BNB. We got Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins in this match. And I'll go first in this instance. You've gone first enough. I am going to go with Seth Rollins. I think they're trying to push him in the right direction. I don't think down there. I mean, I think long term, I don't see him being, you know, a bad guy forever. But in this current role, I think it's working out pretty well for him. And I could see, you know, down the road, I don't think it's going to happen here tonight. I could see Roman Reigns, you know, looking at how I think things are going to go. This is just me. I think Roman Reigns wins the Royal Rumble, gets a title shot at WrestleMania, and then Rollins holds on to it this entire time. Everybody wonders when he's going to turn it in. Roman's going to win it at WrestleMania against Brock Lesnar, and then Brock is just going to be pissed, beat the hell out of him. Seth Rollins is going to run in and cash in the thing and win the championship belt that way. That's kind of how I see things going. I mean, I'm just talking out of my ass mostly, but who do you think is going to walk away with this one?
Well, considering that Roman, Seth Rollins is in it, and probably Triple H and Orton are going to be right there.
Yeah, possibly.
Trying to help him out. But he does have a threat in this match, and it's pretty much Dean Ambrose is going to be pretty much gunning for him this whole match. But I'm gonna have to choose Dean Ambrose.
There you go, Dean Ambrose. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I'd like to see Dean Ambrose win this. I think he's definitely has the pedigree. I think even with the way that everybody reacts, everybody loves Roman Reigns right now. I think in 5 years' time, when we look back at this moment, from this moment to today, I think Dean Ambrose might be the biggest star out of the guys in the Shield. I think he's got the potential. He's got all the potential in the world to be that. We'll see. I mean, Roman Reigns is definitely on the fast track to stardom, though. And the fast track to stardom could start tonight, as he is one of the 8 participants in the Money in the Bank ladder match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship title belt of doom, which they just need to call it the WWE Championship. They don't need to just throw out the rest of that stuff. But Roman Reigns is in that match with Kane, Sheamus, Alberto Del Rio, my boy Cesaro, Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton, and John Cena. And I'll let you go first in this one.
Well, I think I'm gonna pick 3 people here.
You pick 3? There's only one person that can win this match.
I know.
So you can mention 3, but you have to pick one at the end of the day.
Well, I think it's pretty much...
Although we could have 3 champions. That'd be fucking weird.
Would be my 3 people I would like to see when it is Sheamus, Cena, or Roman Reigns, but in the end, I'm going to pick Roman Reigns.
All right. That would be awesome. I would love it if Roman Reigns would walk away with the belt from this. They're definitely, I mean, from the way SmackDown ended and everything, they're definitely kind of pointing towards that direction. But, you know, if I had to make an honest prediction, which I do, because that's what we're doing here, I think John Cena is going to win this match. I don't want it to happen. I think that would be the worst thing for the WWE, for the future. I think it's time. The one thing I wanted coming out of WrestleMania, and the one thing that it looked like everything was gearing towards, was, all right, we're entering a new era in WWE. We brought Paige into the fold. We started doing promotions for Bo Dallas, for Adam Rose. Rusev really started, you know, to kick into high gear after that. And did he make his debut that night? I can't remember. I don't think he did. But I don't know. Maybe he did. I don't remember. But Rusev was right there in the fold. Bad News Barrett just came back. RVD came back. Not that he's a, you know, new guy, but it was... He's definitely one of those guys that's important in the company to set up new talent. And it looked like, all right, we're finally pushing towards a new direction. We're finally going to break away from the Randy Ortons, the John Cenas, all those people dominating the title picture. And we're going to have some fresh blood on top. And the more it looks, the more it sounds like John Cena's going to win this match. And I'm not happy about it at all, but that's kind of how things are looking to me. Although I'd love it if Roman Reigns would win it. I'd love it if Cesaro won it. I think that would be so awesome. I think Cesaro is one of those guys that every time he's in the ring, he puts on a good match. There's no denying that. Every time that he wrestles, he's a phenomenal wrestler that not only looks better himself every time he wrestles, he makes his opponent look like $1 million. And I'd like to see that. It's not his time yet. I'd like to see Bray Wyatt win it. You know, it just... He's got all the talent in the world. For being, you know, kind of a... He's kind of a chubby guy. He's got the unconventional look. But he's put on great matches with John Cena at the past couple pay-per-views. And I wouldn't mind seeing him walk away with the belt. But I think Cena's going to win it. And it is what it is. But... All right, I think that pretty much wraps it up. Any final thoughts?
Nope.
All right, you heard it here. All right, well, the Money in the Bank pre-show is starting right now. We got Renee Young hosting it because Josh Matthews, I don't know if you heard this, but Josh Matthews just got shit-canned, which is a shame. He did a good job, but it was didn't even get to look at it because they just cut it away to Tom Phillips. But you got Renee Young, Booker T., Christian and Alex Riley on the panel tonight doing the pre-show, and Tom Phillips in the Renee Young role. It's nice to see Renee Young get the bump up to the big table, to the big boys table, if you will. She does some great work, and always a nice face to look at as well. And we're going to go check in on Money in the Bank, and Daniel Bryan should be about 5 minutes away from cutting his promo and seeing what his status is, and hopefully he'll be back. I heard he's going to be probably back by SummerSlam. Hopefully he is, and hopefully he's in the title picture at SummerSlam. I think that would be deserved, but we'll see. And, all right, I think that's it. Nice. Thank you for joining me today, Jeff.
You're welcome.
And we're going to go watch Money in the Bank. Money, 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 money.